The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning, I hope you're well. It's Friday the 23rd of October. I'm Shane Hannan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every single day. We'll start with soccer this morning. Dundalk interim head coach Filippo Giovagnoli says his side must keep learning. They opened their Europa League group campaign with a 2-1 defeat to Molde in Tala last night. Next up for Dundalk in Europe is a trip to Arsenal. Mikel Arteta's side came from behind to win 2-1 at Rapid Vienna. The Arsenal boss says recent signing Thomas Partey was superb on his first club start.
He looked really solid, really comfortable, and I think he held midfield by himself in the second half as well. When we were living more open and we started to take more chances, I think he was fantastic tonight, and there's much more to come from him.
Tottenham beat Lask 3-0 last night, while Kelechi Iheanacho scored one and assisted the rest in Leicester's 3-0 victory over Zorya. Celtic went down 3-1 at home to AC Milan, while Kemar Roof scored from the halfway line as Rangers won 2-0 at Standard Liège. The Republic of Ireland play one of the biggest games in their history this evening. Vera Pau's women's side are away to Ukraine from 5 o'clock. Just a point from the game in Kiev would see Ireland secure at least a playoff for a place at next year's European Championships. Derry City will look to edge closer to safety tonight in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. Victory at home to Shelburne would see them move 8 points clear of Finn Harps, who occupy the playoff spot. While Aston Villa can go top of the Premier League for the first time in 19 years tonight, they face Leeds from 8 o'clock. To Gaelic Games, and Antrim made an attempt to salvage their Allianz Football League Division 4 meeting with Waterford last night. Waterford had conceded as a number of their players were unwilling to travel to Ballymena for tomorrow's game, but Antrim last night offered to move the match to Dundalk in an effort to fulfil the fixture. Rory McIlroy has made a slow start to golf's Zozo Championship in California as he attempts to win his first tournament in almost a year. The Down Man shot an opening round of 73 at Sherwood Country Club to sit on one over after his opening round. Colombian Sebastian Munoz holds a one-shot lead on 8 under par, with Justin Thomas and Tyrrell Hatton joint second. Dan Levy will make his return to the Leinster side after a 19-month injury layoff this evening. The flanker is among the replacements for Leinster's Pro 14 game with Zebre at the RDS. While England's rugby clash with the Barbarians on Sunday could be called off, it's after a number of their opponents' players broke coronavirus rules by leaving the team hotel on Wednesday night. The game now depends on the Barbarians finding replacement players with recent negative COVID-19 tests. And finally, Lewis Hamilton begins preparations today for what could be a historic weekend for the British Formula One driver. He'll break Michael Schumacher's all-time record for most race wins by claiming victory at the Portuguese Grand Prix on Sunday. The first practice session gets underway this morning. Now coming up on OTB AM with Jerry Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we'll be chatting to Phil Egan about tonight's Republic of Ireland versus Ukraine crucial match in Kiev. Six Nations preview with Alan Quinlan, and we'll be talking hurling with Tipperary star Paddy Maher. Then tonight we'll have all the player reaction at full time of Ukraine versus the Republic of Ireland. Rob Carney and Brian O'Driscoll will discuss Rob's tough betting in period at Leinster, and Gordon Elliott will appear with us on Friday Night Racing. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your App Store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your OTB Brief for today. I'm Shane Hannan. We're back on Monday morning from 7. Have a great weekend.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.